maybe give me an idea. You guys had a bit of a name change in your band just recently. Tell me what exactly happened there. Was it something to do with some confusion with the flashing lights, or is there a little bit more to the story?
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. It was because we're starting to kind of pursue interest in the States right now, and so someone who's helping us do that did a, you know, a full world name search just before anything, and found a 70s funk band called Flashlight. So it was one of those things, like, it might have been okay, but when we go to release something in the States, they have the right to block it in any territory they've released music in. So just to avoid all that crap in the future, he just said, why don't you just add something to the end of it? So, I mean, in Canada, we're always going to be Flashlight, probably, you know, to people, but officially we had to change it, so it's just it's a technical thing.
Officially, you are now known as
Flashlight Brown.
You guys just released a new album. Maybe give me any idea how it's different in your mind from the previous two albums.
I think we'd all probably agree that this is kind of the album that is the realest album that we've ever made. Like, it is really what we play and what we should have always kind of played. And so in that respect, I think we're all really proud of it, because I think we found our niche, like our sound, what we want to do.
The last year and a half, we've just been writing like crazy, and, well, in our slow way, but basically, we weren't even going to be really releasing this as an album, but then we realized that it had been too long between albums, and a lot of these songs were honestly just for us to listen to and try and figure out what we wanted to do musically. But this was kind of like the, well, one of them is kind of a joke, but this is like the top nine tracks that we really liked, especially the best over the last year and a half that we've written. But there's a bunch more material still to come that we'll probably be like recording sometime in the near future, I'm hoping. So,
and the new record, it's all from different recording sessions, so it didn't even feel like we did a whole record. So, I mean,
yeah, it's kind of more like a compilation than a record, because even, I don't know, if you listen to it, it's like, it doesn't really flow that great. You know, I'll be the first to say that, but that's because it's not an album. I mean, we put this out because we wanted to put something out, and we took everything that we had and we kind of threw it together. Because, I mean, three of the songs we released on MP3 a year ago, yeah, it was way beyond what we thought. I mean, we tried it out as kind of an experiment, and it worked amazing. Because, I mean, you know, we put these MP3s out, and it was pretty much like we put out a record. Because, I mean, we'd be playing shows, and people would be singing the words to these MP3 songs, and it's weird because they've only heard them on their computer, you know?
We had a lot of downloads of those songs, especially in the first month. You know, it was honestly like a new record. You know, your sales are like really high for the first month, and then they start to like kind of normalize and stuff like that. And it was the same thing with the MP3s. The downloads were really aggressive for the first month, so it was cool. It was a good experiment. But the only thing is that, I mean, people could only listen to those songs really on their computers, and maybe through crappy computer speakers. So we really wanted to release those songs on an album too, as well, so people could pop it in their in their car or whatever and listen to it.
Now
What we were really looking for with like the studio stuff that we did for this album was people being able to capture our live sound. And he's really good with getting good guitar tones and he's got a great studio for just like us playing together as a band and going to tape, as opposed to doing a whole separated process where the drums are recorded first and the bass are recorded and the guitars, and it really makes it like non-energetic bullshit kind of recording. But with Ian and with Brad Nelson as well, it was like basically we went in and we jammed. With Ian, it was like we set up all our instruments and we played together in the same room with like headphone mixes and stuff like that. And the only things that were overdubbed were the vocals and maybe a few guitar parts here and there, but it was basically live off the floor. And with Brad Nelson, the most recent recordings we did for tracks like 2, 3, and 4, and I guess 7 or something like that, we even had monitors and everything. So he was trying to, honestly, he came out and saw us play live. He's like, you know what, you guys got to capture your live sound because that's how you guys are best. And that's what I want to do. He set up monitors in the studio and he tried to make it for us as much as recording, like playing a live show as possible. Like we didn't have headphones on or anything. It was just like basically jamming.
Yeah, so he got all the mistakes and wrong words, and that's not true at all.
No, but he did though. It was like, that's the thing that about these recordings that were so great was that they were, like, you can hear, like, mistakes, you can hear weird feedback every now and again, but I mean, that's, like, to me, if I hear an album that's spotless, it's boring, it's not real music, it's like, you could get a computer to do that. So, I mean, if you hear the humanity in the music, it's amazing. We woke up one Sunday morning, bought a $1,000 van, take the boys up on the west side.
Show last night.